wanted to do a little emergency podcast here this morning. So a lot of people are rightfully freaking out. Normally, I just do this for Facebook about an hour before every game where we do a preview. And as always, it is courtesy of the Iowa Clinic and the Iowa Clinic Men's Center, the Iowa Clinic Med Spa. So they've been trying to talk me into going in and doing like laser back hair removal. Sounds disgusting. But they want me to do it. They say my wife will like it. I think I might let them talk me into it. All sorts of stuff there because men need good skin care too. Remember that. All right. Enough of that. We've got to get moving because we're calling this an emergency podcast. And I think that fits well with Iowa State's game at West Virginia tonight. Now, before this morning's news, I was like freaking out about this game. Absolutely freaking out. Because I just don't like the way Iowa State's trending. I'm sure all of you feel that way as well. And my fear was you lose tonight and this Iowa State team could look a little bit like Oklahoma last year. I think this is a good example where you limp into the tournament and everybody knows you have no chance to do anything because everything's just not right the way the season's ending, etc. That was before this morning's news. I think Travis Hines was first to report it. I want to give Travis proper credit with the Ames Tribune that Mariel Shayok is out for tonight with a foot injury. Now, I've been kind of working on this story for the last 24 hours or so and didn't have enough to confirm it. From what I understand, the foot injury is day-to-day. It was suffered late in practice, which Iowa State had a very good practice, from what I understand, on Monday. And I understand that this happened late in practice. I don't know if I'd call it minor, but I don't believe that it will keep him out of the NCAA tournament or even the Big 12 tournament. It sounds like this is a situation where Iowa State, you know, looks at these two games and goes, sure, we want to win, and we're going to try to win, but what's most, like, Mariel may be able to play, but we'd rather have him close to 100% in the postseason, which I think everybody can understand why you would make a decision like that. But, like, the emergency podcast part of this goes, like, what the hell happens now, right? Because I think that Nick Weiler-Babb will be out tonight. So you're looking at an Iowa State team going to Morgantown down two starters, your leading scorer, two seniors, I guess that I should say, clarify that. And, and a guy who I don't think Nick has been playing that well lately. He hasn't had a ton of energy, but he's still a guy who Steve Prohm really trusts. He's been with him all 4 years there. So what happens now? Obviously, Lendell Wigginton slides into the starting lineup. We know that that's going to happen. I would assume, and I don't know this for a fact, but I would assume Zoran Talley would slide into the starting lineup as well. Here's what you need to watch for, though. Who starts is less important than how they play the game. And I've been wondering for weeks why Iowa State doesn't try and play Lard and Jacobson together just a little bit to change things up. And Steve Prohm, to his core, is a man who he's a very prepared individual. And Steve doesn't like to change things on the fly if his team has not had a chance to really practice that. And when you get into the grind of the Big 12, it is difficult to install, brand new looks. This team from day one was supposed to be a team playing small with four guards. I think tonight is an opportunity to play Lard and Jacobson together some. I think you have to, right? I mean, if you look up and down, unless you want Terrence Lewis playing 20 minutes or unless you want Zoran Talley playing 20 minutes, I think you go with six, and Lard being really that sixth man. My guess is, and I've heard that Cam Lard has responded very well to missing that Texas game, I think that he'll come out very spirited tonight. You always have to worry about him getting in foul trouble, obviously. But again, I think that you, when you look at the scenario right now, I agree with Aaron Rutter, who wrote in there that Prohm needs to mix it up. I think so too. I think you're better off trying to play with two bigs, not the whole game, just as a switch though, than you are running Terrence Lewis or Zoran Talley out there 20-25 minutes. I don't see that as a key to success. Run your best players out there. At some point, you have to get away from this is how I'm comfortable. Nobody's comfortable going into Morgantown. I don't care how bad they are. Nobody is comfortable going into Morgantown down two senior starters. Nobody, right? So get your best guys out there. And I think that that has to be, yeah, and Kevin points out, great point, Kevin, on our Facebook Live. George Condit, I think Lard and Condit can play together. Lard and Condit are kind of intermixing. They're both bigs who can run the floor. I think either one of those guys is a nice mix with Mike Jacobson, and it actually might make Mike Jacobson better because he can slide to the four, doesn't necessarily need to be the man in the middle per se. I don't know. It's interesting. Then you have the aspect of Lindell Wigginton. I bet he has a big game only in the sense that he's been clamoring for a starting spot for a long time. My God, is anybody else tired of that narrative? This is a team. I'll say this. I'm glad that they're playing West Virginia tonight only in the sense that they're not a team that's going to try slow Iowa State down. This isn't a team that's in the 300s like Texas is in tempo. Iowa State is not good against teams like that when it's at full strength. You take Wyler Babb and Mariel Shayok out of the point, and it could get really ugly really fast. This is a West Virginia team where, believe it or not, I mean, even with the two injuries, Iowa State is still more talented than West Virginia. But it comes to the mental makeup of both of these deals. What is Iowa State's mental makeup going into tonight's game? Because I think that they are probably pretty fragile, I would guess, after going 2-4 in your last six. I think the worst performance of the season happened on Saturday at Texas. And West Virginia is likely in the mode where they're just wanting to get the season over with, right? And we see that all the time in college basketball when you get to March. There's like three types of teams. Bill Finley always tells me this. There's the teams that are thinking to make a deep run in the NCAA tournament. There are teams that are trying to get into the NCAA tournament, and there are teams that just want the season to end. And I'm guessing that West Virginia is on that spectrum of things tonight, but it's Bob Huggins. It's in Morgantown. It's a weird arena if you've never been there. Huggins is smelling blood in the water right now, and that is the struggling Iowa State Cyclones, now down two starters tonight. So, yeah, so I'm guessing you go Halliburton, Wigginton, Jacobson, clearly at the five, Horton Tucker, and I'll guess that they slide Talley in there, and they're still going to want Cam Lard coming off the bench. I don't know how you start Cam Lard after he missed the last game due to a suspension. I guess anything is possible, but we will find out. I have a hard time believing Iowa State can beat many Big 12 teams if Lewis and Talley are both playing 20-minute plus. I hate to be that negative. I'm being realistic here with their chances of winning tonight. Again, I was super nervous about this game before all this, and now this drops, and it looks even more difficult. But if you're just joining us on Facebook Live, what I'm hearing on the Talley or on the Shayok deal is it's likely day to day. It's possible they could keep him out on Saturday against Texas Tech, but he should be able to go in the Big 12 tournament and the NCAA tournament. And the reality of it is, too, seeding and all that stuff with the Big 12 is pretty much set. I mean, you're waiting to see what happens with Kansas and Baylor. And as far as the NCAA tournament goes, I think if you win tonight, the lowest Iowa State can drop is to a six seed. From what I've looked at, I mean, they've gone 2-4 in their last six. They're still a five. I think if you just don't get that really bad loss, which West Virginia would be, because I don't think that you're going to get killed for losing to Texas Tech if they win the league. I don't think that the committee is going to look at that and go, oh, that's horrible. And if you lose to Baylor or Kansas in the first round of the NCAA tournament, I don't think that's much of a drop off either. You can't lose tonight. Tonight is the most, I'm telling you, I think it's the most important game of the season for the mental aspect of this team. as we head into the NCAA tournament. They've got to take care of business tonight. I'm going to be watching this thing with a barf bag next to me. I'm going to be nervous as hell. My anxiety is already flaring today because I can't take it. Get 6 o'clock here. Get 8:30 here. Get out. Escape there with a victory. I don't care how it happens. Win by one. Win on a half-court shot. Win on a full-court shot. I don't care. Just get the hell out of there with a win. Get Shayok healthy and make a run in March. The team is certainly capable of it. It has the talent to do it. We've seen them do it so far. We've seen them do it before this year. Just get the hell out of West Virginia with a win. That's all I ask of you, clones. We're begging you. Get out of there with a win. All right. This will be your pregame show, too, for the Iowa Clinic, Iowa Clinic Men's Center, my Iowa Clinic Med Spa, flu shots. You probably passed flu shots. Nonetheless, urgent care. Love the urgent care. Go to the one in Ankeny. Fantastic. Dr. Nicholson is my guy. He's my favorite doctor I've ever had in my entire life. 34 years of life. God rest your soul, Dr. Zaire back in Clarinda. I'm a Doc Nicholson guy now. And we'll have more. Stansberry's writing a column right now about this. And we'll have full coverage tonight. Thanks for watching on Facebook Live. Thanks for listening on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network.